Federal authorities say they're still uncertain exactly what Jose Padilla may have been planning when he got off a plane in Chicago last month. The U.S. citizen, who took the name Abdullah al-Muhajir in the 1990s, is in a Navy jail. Authorities say he was planning to make a so-called dirty bomb. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, it remains unclear exactly what Padilla wanted to do, how he might do it, and who, if anyone, gave the orders.
Federal authorities have yet to charge Jose Padilla with a crime. He arrived in Chicago unarmed. He had no explosives. He had no nuclear material. U.S. officials say he did have extensive contacts with al-Qaeda leaders and trainers. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters that the United States' first interest is not to punish Padilla for anything he's done. The first priority, Rumsfeld said, is to find out what he knows. That helps to explain why President Bush declared him an enemy combatant and ordered him transferred to military custody. During more than a month in the custody of law enforcement officials, he did not cooperate. Now, Padilla might be denied a lawyer and may be easier to question. Today, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told CBS that building a dirty bomb might not have been Padilla's only plan.
This man, it's worth pointing out, was a petty criminal in the United States. Somehow he was recruited in jail into being something far worse than a petty criminal, and he came into this country with the intention, by various means, not just the dirty bomb idea, of killing hundreds and maybe thousands of Americans.
U.S. officials say Jose Padilla traveled to Afghanistan and Pakistan last year. He met with al-Qaeda operatives. Al-Qaeda Operations Director Abu Zubaydah may have met him and at least knew about him. U.S. officials say he received training in radiation and explosives. Officials have described Padilla's trip back to the United States as a reconnaissance mission. Some officials speculate that he may have intended to target Washington, D.C., but officials acknowledge they're not sure. Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz told NBC that he's not even sure if Padilla knew how to get a significant amount of radioactive isotopes.
This man actually thought he could get them from places like university labs. I have no idea how difficult that would be, but there is nuclear material around a lot of places.
Sometimes small amounts of nuclear material go missing. In the last fiscal year alone, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission received reports of about 300 incidents in which nuclear material was lost or stolen. But officials maintain that nearly every incident involved tiny amounts of radioactive material. It was in small measuring devices or gauges used by construction engineers, scientists, and others. Authorities say they have no record in recent months of a significant amount of nuclear material disappearing. Experts say the material is not easy to steal or to move safely. And the U.S. government has stepped up the use of nuclear sensors and other technology, hoping to keep nuclear material from being carried across U.S. borders. So far, there's no indication that Jose Padilla had any accomplices waiting in the United States, though President Bush promised today that the U.S. would round up any more suspects as they turned up.
We will run down every lead, every hint. This guy Padilla is a bad guy, and he is where he needs to be, detained.
In 1999, federal authorities arrested another man with al-Qaeda ties as he tried to cross the border. Ahmed Rassam was actually carrying explosive materials in his car. Yet authorities never knew Rassam's precise intentions until he told them, confessing that he planned to bomb the Los Angeles airport, a target he chose himself. It appeared, at least at that time, that people associated with Osama bin Laden were given wide freedom to plan their own attacks. Officials acknowledge that it may be difficult to learn Jose Padilla's intentions, because few people beyond Padilla himself may have known them. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.